Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Crazy Old Man in the Attic, episode 57. Wilbon, we're going to begin with optimism around the NBA. They are hopeful to restart this season. Adam Silver was on a call with a bunch of the owners, you know, and he was reported to be increasingly positive. So I would ask you, is this reason to be optimistic?
Tony, I don't know. I mean, I would like to think so. My first answer, you know me, my whole adult life, I'm a fairly optimistic person. But Tony, I've been swayed increasingly by something Charles Barkley said a couple of days ago. And he just sort of enumerated, in order of priority, all the difficulties of trying to get this season back on track. And I know Charles hasn't been the only one to say that. Shaquille had some similar sentiments. And Charles just had a TikTok, just one check after another. How are you going to do this? How are you going to do this? How are you going to ensure player safety? What about staff? What about people delivering room service to players? How are you going to manage all of this and control something that's not controllable in our eyes? It hasn't been controllable in any culture so far, anywhere on the planet. Can you do it? So I understand NBA players want to play. The star players all got on a different call and they talked about it and they are endorsing it. And all of that, I think, makes me optimistic. But man, with some hesitation, Tony, I think you can sense in me.
I wouldn't be surprised if Adam Silver wanted to put this out to just blunt Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal saying to scrap the season altogether. They don't have any money to lose in it, and I don't think he wants that to gain any momentum. You ask yourself, where are they going to play? Is it going to be a bubble factor? Is it going to be in Orlando, where apparently the MLS wants to play? There's a lot of stuff out there. To me, the most important thing here is that there is not just one rung on the ladder. That you don't go from Rudy Gobert testing positive to shutting down all sports in America. And so I will read you this quote from Adam Silver. If one positive test will shut us down, we probably shouldn't go down this path. That sounds to me, Mike, like there are more rungs in the ladder, that it's not going to shut it down. And that is what gives me reason for optimism, because I don't think you can have it and have no positive tests. I don't think that's possible.
Right, Tony, I agree with that. But doesn't Adam Silver's quote there, it's realism that he's touching to me. Like, okay, everybody thinks they want to have this, but can we have it if there's a positive test? What do? We can't shut it down. I don't know what that leaves us. Like, you are more optimistic after reading that quote than I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying he's leaving more room to maneuver than he did the first time. And there's another overarching question here, and that is sports and people who play sports, are they essential to the country right now? And I think you could argue yes. I honestly think you could argue yes now.
I think you could argue. This is a last point here. You take, I know, a good-natured shot at Charles and Shaq. But Tone, Charles, whether he has any money or not at stake in this one now, his points, you don't want to sit there and try to smack his points down. His points are well-considered. No. And you have to, if you're a commissioner and the players, you got to listen to everything Charles said and go, okay, what are we going to do about this, and this?
No, and all of those points, I'm sure, are being talked about in private. But I do think when Shaq and Barkley come out and say, shut it down, a commissioner goes, whoa, we're not doing that just yet.
Yeah, so. Yeah. We're going to stay with basketball and something that's lighter and more fun. You and I talked about this at some wee hours in the morning, at least Pacific time. ESPN has released the top 10 after, you know, getting the first 64 for now a top 74, but the top 10 players of all time. In order, Tony, Jordan, LeBron, Kareem, Russell, Magic, Wilt, Bird, Duncan, Kobe, and Shaquille O'Neal. You have any beef? Having seen all these guys play in virtually all 74, have you got any beef with this list, particularly in the top 10?
Well, I don't know who put it together. Nobody asked me. So
me
I mean, I don't know if people put it together who were in their 20s and 30s. Now, look, let me say this. I'm not going to go 1 through 10 and argue. I think the top five are essentially unassailable in whatever order you want, as long as Jordan is one. I mean, I concede that, even though Magic is my guy. My sense of it is, as an old person, the one guy I think is left out for certain from the top 10 is Oscar Robertson, who was the most complete player in the game for, you know, the first 30, 40 years that they played basketball. He was Magic before Magic.
He's 11.
So I would like
Oscar's
to see
11.
Him in there. But, yeah, I'm not going to argue. Do you have argument?
Yeah, but they're further back, Tony, not in the top 10. But I look in this list, and they got, like, James Harden is ahead of Patrick Ewing. Sorry, not happening here. There's three guys who are ahead of Isaiah Thomas, and you can't have Allen Iverson ahead of Isaiah Thomas. You can't. Steve Nash, I love Steve Nash. I can't put Steve Nash, who never made it to the finals. I love him ahead of Isaiah, who won twice and was the best player on that team. John Stockton, you can't have Stockton ahead of Isaiah. That's three guys in a row they have. And also, Tony, would I have Kevin Garnett ahead of Scottie Pippen? I don't think I would, but there's some great ones. Would I have Karl Malone ahead of Moses Malone, even by one notch? No. And I think the fun of this, Tony, how about some omissions? No Klay Thompson. No Tiny Archibald, no Grant Hill, no Dan Issel, no Alonzo Mourning, no Chris Mullin, the dream team. I think the only dream team are out. Sorry, Chris Mullin's in my list. Dwight Howard, you and I make fun of him sometimes. He's going to the Hall of Fame. No David Thompson, no Adrian Dantley.
It's not anybody's list.
Huh?
You've just named everybody in America who's ever played.
There's eight Hall of Famers I just named.
You're going down a rabbit hole by worrying about people not in the top 10. There's one omission here.
And that is 74.
There's one omission in the top 10. I mean, if you ask me who I would get rid of, I would say Shaq, not because Shaq wasn't great, but because he's 10 and you got to make room for somebody. I believe when this is said and done, there's no contemporary players in the top 10 except LeBron, and LeBron is in his mid to late 30s and his race is basically run. Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, one of them is going to be in this if it's not taken today. When their careers are over, one of them, if not both of them, are actually going to be in the top 10. But when you start going down the list to 85 and guys who are left out, I'm not following.
Because I know you didn't look.
Not.
Steph Curry's 13 and Kevin Durant's 14. You think one or both of them will supplant somebody else?
There, one or two of them are going to be in the top 10. Let us, because we talked about Shaq now twice, we're going to stay with Shaq. It's an all Shaquille O'Neal day. He's in the news again. He has beef with Draymond Green, who doesn't at this point. Draymond says that he and Steph Curry would have destroyed Shaq on the pick and roll, and Shaq returned fire by saying the Warriors, listen to this, would not have contended in his era. They'd have been a 6 or 7 seed. You cannot be with Shaq on this. You cannot.
There's too much hyperbole in all of these things, these mini beefs, and they are fun. They are fun. They are. And so you mentioned Draymond Green. It's great that Draymond will weigh in unafraid on anything. I love that. No, I'm not going to agree with Shaq that the Warriors wouldn't contend. I'm not. But Shaq's point, Tony, is the game is not as physical. You cannot guard people like this, which you could in Shaq's day. Look, Draymond's physical. He could have played anytime. But what Shaq is saying is the Warriors would have had to play it differently. Look, people didn't switch everything during Shaq's day. You guarded your guy. Somebody called out a screen like when you and I played, and you ran that guy over if he wasn't like Wes Unseld. You ran right through him. And Shaq makes a point, and I get that point. So I'm not going to agree wholesale with either guy. The Warriors would be great anytime. And Shaq and Penny or Shaq and Wade or Shaq and Kobe, they could be great anytime too.
I want to make sure I understand the era. This is like the mid-1990s to the mid-2000s, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I think
10, 12,
so,
13
yeah.
Years, whatever it is. Okay, Shaq is so crazily wrong on this. The Warriors won 3 titles. They should have won 4 in a row if Big Mouth Draymond Green didn't get tossed out. They would have won 4 in a row, which is an enormous number. All right?
It is.
If Shaq had to guard any of the Warriors the way they run up and down the court, by the second quarter, he'd be asking for oxygen. And I love Shaquille, but you just can't say that Utah and Portland and Sacramento were better than the Warriors, who win championships.
He's
now,
talking
I would love
about-
to have seen the Warriors against the Lakers or the Spurs, but, I mean, come on, Shaq.
Well, don't just take a shot at
right?
Sacramento. Sacramento was hosed out of a trip to the championship at the expense of
Shaq's
Lakers.
Did they win any champions and championships?
No, because they got hosed.
Because the last time I looked, Golden State won three. Golden State won 73 games without Durant. I mean,
I
to
think
say
Shaq's
that Golden
point,
State would not have contended is craziness.
Shaq's point is, he said in his day, in Shaq's day, people could knock you out of the air and not have a foul called.
Right.
You know this. So what Shaq is saying is there wouldn't have been 134 points scored in a playoff game. To that degree, Shaq makes a great point. I'm not saying Golden State's going to be great whenever Golden State plays because they can put it in a basket.
That's right.
But I'm just saying,
that's
Shaq
right.
is
they
saying you
it.
People would not have been flying up and down the court like the Jetsons if you had to play in a previous era. He makes a, come on, Tone. He makes a solid point there.
They can shoot. They shoot better than anyone. They shoot better than everyone. They have revolutionized the game. I'm not buying this one. I'm not buying this one. Not this
You're
one.
Not buying any part of it either. Can we go to baseball now?
No.
No?
Sure.
Former Oakland A's manager, Tony La Russa, tells the San Jose Mercury News he wishes, oh, wait, we're back to basketball. Michael Jeffrey Jordan had accepted the A's offer of a major league roster spot in 94. Jordan instead chose to sign with the White Sox to start his professional career in Double-A Birmingham, as you know. Tony, do you wish MJ had signed with the A's?
No, I don't. He was not ready for major league pitching. He was not even ready at that point for minor league pitching. He hadn't played baseball since high school. You just can't put him directly in the majors. It would have been far worse and embarrassing to a degree that it wasn't. Now, I am persuaded by Terry Francona, who said, I didn't even realize Francona was his manager in Birmingham. And Francona said if he stayed with it, he would have made the majors. I hope that's true. It may be wistful. I don't know. La Russa seems to feel the same way. But no, Mike, I wouldn't have put him straight in, would you?
No, Tone, I wouldn't have, because then it would have just been for circus effect. And as we've seen now, I mean, from the documentary, baseball had another effect, not just competition for Michael, but this sense of starting over after his father's death. You know, starting his own life anew, a different chapter, which connected him to a different time. And it may have been also, Tony, just sort of mentally refreshing. I know I've used the word burnout. Michael disagrees with me, but I've used that word. However you want to look at it, baseball represented so many things to him. And it worked. And I've heard not only Tony Francona, but other scouts say they thought MJ needed like 1,500 at-bats, and he could have made it. But that's, you know, that's several years. Tony was already in his 30s. Yeah. I guess 31 when he tried this. So, no, I wouldn't have done it. I mean, all of those things that Michael went to baseball for, it wasn't just to make the majors, even though I'm sure he would have loved that, too.
Yeah, I mean, he was a grown man when he did that. Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders, I believe, were far younger when they attempted to play two different sports. He hadn't played, it has to be, like, close to 15 years.
Yeah, so exactly.
You don't do that. And that chapter, the baseball chapter in Michael Jordan's life, I suspect, is very satisfying to him.
It is.
For the reasons you're talking about.
Yeah. Can I mention that you can't have Jerry West ahead of Dwayne Wade anymore? You can't. We love Jerry West. He's the logo.
Are you insane?
You can't have him ahead of Dwayne Wade. Not now.
Are you insane? Your idolatry of Dwayne Wade has reached the point of insanity. Jerry West in today's game with a three-point shot would average 40 points a game. Please stop this.
Tell me how many times the Lakers lost in the playoffs to the same team despite having the likes of Baylor and Wilt and Goodrich and West.
Is there anybody
and they
in
lost
Bristol
all
we can
the
throw
time.
This to?
Huh?
Is there anybody in Bristol who can just take this? Just take it.
Take it away because he's scared of me now because I'm on a roll and he doesn't want to hear my logic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride, from the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers always there for you rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Glasses, legal pad, happies, here we go. Happy 28th birthday, Tyrann Mathieu. The diminutive defensive back has one of the great nicknames in sports, the Honey Badger. Given to him in recognition of his tenacity and his determination to play tough physical defense against much taller opponents. Mathieu's only 5'9". He was a sensation at LSU, becoming a Heisman finalist as a sophomore the year Robert Griffin III won it. The next season, Les Miles dismissed him from the team for violating team rules. News outlets reported it was for drug test failures, but Miles never confirmed that. Mathieu slipped in the draft to the third round, where Arizona took him. After 5 years with the Cardinals and one in Houston, he signed with the Kansas City Chiefs last season, where he had 75 tackles, 2 sacks, and 4 interceptions, made All-Pro and won the Super Bowl. So that seems like the right move, doesn't it, Wilbon?
Yeah, Tony, it does. I wish he was back with the Cardinals. The Cardinals are going someplace, Tone. They got a nice little collection of young players, older guys like Fitz. I wish they could get the Honey Badger back.
Another one of your home teams, Wilbon. Happy anniversary, Tony Kukoc. On this day 26 years ago, Phil Jackson drew up a play for Kukoc to take a shot with 1.8 seconds remaining in a playoff game against the Knicks, with the Bulls already down 2-0. Scottie Pippen got so upset that Phil did not draw up the play for him that he took himself out of the game and sat on the bench and stewed. Pippen's actions were ghastly and reverberate to this day because of the Jordan documentary. But what people forget is that Kukoc made the shot. With all the pressure in the world, Kukoc made the shot. Don't forget that when word got out the Bulls had courted Kukoc from Croatia, Pippen and Jordan got bent out of shape and humiliated Kukoc in their first meeting in the 1992 Olympics. Pippen even said afterwards that Kukoc was not ready for the NBA. So how sweet did this feel, making the game winner with Pippen on the bench?
Get off, Scotty. Stop. It's days of you with this. You're wrong. I've jumped you already. Kukoc and Scotty became really tight. So did Kukoc and Michael. That I know firsthand from being around those guys. But Kukoc hit a lot of game winners, didn't he, Tone? I mean, they made him ready.
He did.
Jordan and Pippen made him ready, and he's thankful he's got 3 rings.
Happy trails to the old Rams helmet. The old iconic unbroken LA Rams horn is gone, but the new high-tech modern art Rams horn could have been a lot worse. It's still yellow on a blue background. It's still curved at the bottom and recognizable as a ram's horn. It doesn't make me sick as I feared it would. It's possible even the Ram-bassador, Eric Dickerson, will approve. Plus, the new Rams unis are spiffy and maintain what we could call traditional Rams colors, except for the white ones, which don't do it for me, or bone, as the Rams people call white. But I like that the numbers get brighter as they go up. I'm talking about the numbers that move from bone to yellow, or soul, as the Rams people refer to yellow. How about you, Wilbon?
Sorry, that was so eloquent. I have nothing to add to that. I agree. Check for all of it. Let me just check before we throw it back to Bristol. How are you on Rick Barry being at 43 and, say, Giannis at 27? I'm just asking.
It's preposterous. Rick, stop this. Rick Barry was a great player with multiple rings. Stop it.
I knew it. When I saw the list, I just wrote down Rick Barry at 43. Kornheiser will explode